Good morning. If you are visiting with us this morning, and for those of you who don't know me, my name is Mary Goins, and I've served on staff at the church since 2003 with children's ministry and Christian education. And the reason that I'm standing before you now is Victor, our pastor, asked me to. He is in Texas officiating the wedding of his sister. And did I just get right? Did I almost say marrying a sister?
Yeah, got real close.
Sorry. Stop that. Officiating the wedding of his sister and childhood friend. That was okay, right? Okay. And so he thought that I might want to say a few words this morning because next Sunday will be my last Sunday on staff. And so I looked at him and said, why? I said, no one will receive anything from a big, blubbering, sentimental mess. But he said, well, no, go ahead. And I said, okay. So it is my goal to share with you not only a little bit about my personal circumstances that I'm walking through right now, but hopefully a word from Scripture that will encourage you as well. So I am not, as you could witness just a moment ago, I'm not used to it being quiet while I talk. So I want you, if you don't mind, to help me. And with that, would you say our first scripture passage today with me? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. All right, I'm just going to leave that up for a second. You can imagine my surprise about a year ago when we were moving into, I don't want to say moving into our basement. Our renovation was done. We weren't moving into, we were continuing to shuffle around. The renovation that we had worked on in the Mount Vernon room and in the lower level of our church that had been going on roughly 2 years was done. We were wrapping it up. And I was, of course, very excited. Our school was beginning. Sunshine School was expanding and all of our programs were getting back to normal. I had my turf back, and it was awesome. And I was so excited about that. And I remember in the hustle and bustle of everything, looking everything over and just giving thanks for all of this process and how it had come to be, and that it was finally wrapping up and moving things in. And I said, Lord, I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. I said, it's all done. I'm just going to stay here forever. And then got the nudge, said, no, you're not. So you can imagine my confusion. You can imagine, I thought, but it, you know, there was stuff to be done. So just kept going. And God has been so very patient with me over this year, giving lots of time to sort through and process things, and I'm so grateful for that. And I've had this conversation with a few of you that I'm seeing, and I must admit, there have been a couple of times when someone would say, look at me really funny, and say, well, how did you know that? What made you think that? How did this come about? And so I believe this truth as much as I can believe anything, that God speaks. God is at work. He loves us. He has been at work. He is working. He will be at work. He has a plan for each of us, and he does speak to us. Hebrews 1:1 says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Angels. Visions, dreams, symbolic actions, a gentle whisper, miraculous sign, and there are others. So I want to ask you, and some of you brave ones, just to shout it out, do you have a favorite Bible story that you remember when God spoke, and then we hear the rest of this story? Do any of you have a favorite? Moses. Joseph.
Gideon
probably relates to my circumstances, or I relate to this story as far as Gideon you know, was just the lowest of the low, hiding out. And an angel comes and says, oh, calls him a mighty warrior, gives him a task to do, and he wants a sign. And God does it. That's not enough. He wants another one. And God does it. God was so very gracious to him and met him in his circumstances to reaffirm him and reassure him. I love that story. And I love all the stories that you mentioned. And of course, we see all of these things play out in the Old Testament. The method he used to speak was different from person to person. But what's important is this. God uniquely spoke to his people. They knew it was God, and they knew what he said. And we're grateful for that. But, as you know, we are not in Old Testament times. In the New Testament, we see that in the Gospels, God spoke through Jesus. And how many of you have taken comfort in Psalm 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And John 10, that's also, I love John 10, that chapter when Jesus says that he is a good shepherd. John 10, 4 says, "And his sheep follow him because they know his voice." Half my life I've been in ministry as far as youth ministry and children's ministry, and I still remember this very early on when I was living in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and serving in a church there. I was at a conference, and I heard a speaker say, "You know, if I were to call you on the telephone, I would, for the first time, I would have to say my name, my first and last name, so you would know who I was." And then he said, if I call you another time or two, then I'll probably just have to say my first name. You'll recognize it. And that if I keep calling you again and again, I won't even have to say my name. You will know who I am by the sound of my voice. And that comes through time. That comes through interaction, through connection, through relationship. And it's the same with God. We grow in our relationship with him when we spend time with him, when we pray, when we meditate on scriptures, when we come together as a church family. You hear these things over and over again, but there's a reason we hear these things over and over again. We need to do them. We need to make that a priority in our day, a priority in our life. In Acts, in the book of Acts in the Bible, and to this present time, God speaks to us still today through his word, through prayer, through our circumstances, through the church. God continues to speak to us, to direct us, to guide us. Now I want to go back. Here's the problem. In all your ways, submit to him. Whoo! Does anybody have trouble with that than me? We don't always want to do what we're supposed to do. I don't want to do what I want to do. Boy, I'm living at that at the stage we're at in my household right now. We're working toward that, you know, defining that authority and that we need to follow through with that. And that's all I'm going to say at that moment right now about that. So, but it's a good season. But and it's so, the innocence of it too is when I hear, "But I want to be the boss." Well, yeah, we kind of have to battle that one our whole life. So often we do know what God wants us to do. But do we have a heart and a mind that's submissive to that? And it's a struggle. I don't know. That's a human struggle that I don't think goes away when you turn 5, when you turn 10, when you turn 50. That's something that we must do is learn to bend our knee, bow our knee, and say, "Lord, not your, or not my will, but yours." So, I take comfort in this. I also know, and maybe you've experienced, if we're doing this, if we're living this out, and perhaps it's not right, is God not big enough to forgive and redirect? He is. He is. So we can trust him. There is no darkness in God at all. He's not trying to trick us. He's not trying to confuse us. There is no darkness in him. He is trustworthy. All right. Number two, transitioning. I knew that once I gave notice, it would be really difficult for me to walk through this transition. I still know that this choice was the right thing at the right time, where how God was leading right now, but I'm still grieving, still experiencing a loss. The craft closet downstairs is so perfect. And I'm so aggravated about that, because it's perfect. But I'm losing my turf, and that's okay. That's okay. So in God, just his sheer kindness brought this verse to my mind, the principle of this verse. Would you read it with me? But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. Look at the principle there. He brought us out to bring us in. If you have experienced a job loss, a marriage loss, or an end of a marriage, transitioning from high school to college, that's a big one, I think. You're losing all your structure you've had your whole life. Now you're in college. It's like, okay, what do I? You can do anything you want to in the whole world. Well, what is that? There's all different kinds of transitions that we walk through in our life's journey. So remember that. He brought us out to bring us in. He's not leaving us. He doesn't take us from one thing and do nothing. He's going to bring us in. And I'm so grateful for that, that we can trust him, that as we're walking through some uncertainty, to hang tight to him and rely on him. And he's with us, and he'll be with us. So, brings us up to the last one, Thanksgiving. Would you read this with me? I have not stopped
giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
In a moment, there will be a song with some pictures, and I spent a few hours on that. But how do you sum up 13 years in 4 minutes? Don't know. Don't know how. I'm so grateful that God gave me a place to serve. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for your generosity. I'm grateful that your time here perhaps was a glimpse to you, but my time here, you've been my life, a church family, and I'm so grateful. David, you hired me, thank you. Tanya made sure I had flowers on my desk on my first day, and I'm grateful for that, thank you. And I could go on in that, and I thought, if I start doing that, one, nobody's going to want to sit and listen to that for a couple hours, and how do you start and begin? So overall, can I just say that I'm very grateful for my time that I've been able to serve here, and I would like to pray for you all and myself, and then we'll play the song, and Brad's going to help me out by concluding this service. But if you would, I would appreciate it if you would let me pray. Lord, Father, thank you so much for this building, for the presence that it has in our community, for the cross being lifted high above our town. I'm thankful that this is a place of such giving and such generosity and such love. And Lord, I pray that this would be a place, Lord, where you are glorified, where people come to know you. I pray that each of us would receive your gift of salvation, that, Lord, you would sanctify us and we would follow you hard after you, live for you on purpose. Lord, I'm so grateful for how sweet you've been to me. I'm thankful for your call on my life, but not just mine, on all of our lives, that you love each of us, that you have a plan for each of us that is good. Lord, help us pursue that. And not just the plan, but the author of the plan, Lord. Help us always seek you first and love you first. Lord, I pray for the direction. Lord, you know the plan. And again, your plans are good. So Lord, please help us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Lord, help us run our race. And Lord, we're so grateful for your love. Lord, help us honor you, honor your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Every evening sky, an invitation to trace the pattern stars. And early in July, a celebration for freedom that is ours. And I notice you in children's games, in those who watch them from the shade. Every drop of sun is full of fun and wonder. You are summer. And even when the trees have just surrendered to the harvest time, forfeiting their leaves in late September and sending us inside, still I notice you when change begins, and I am braced for colder winds. I will offer thanks for what has been and what's to come. Even now.